This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest, and I'm super excited to have him on here. I've been following the company now for about 3 or 4 months, and we're talking about no other than Night Food Holding, Inc. They're a nighttime snack company. It's a snack food company that's dedicated to providing consumer delicious, better-for-you, sleep-friendly choices for evening snacking. Matter of fact, 44% of all snack consumption is occurred at nighttime, and consumers spend about $1 billion a week. That's one with a B, dollars a week. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Sean Folkeson. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NGTF. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, give my listeners, if you would, what kind of problems are you guys solving in this market space?
Well, you know, you touched on a couple of the statistics, which are so massive, sometimes they even seem hard to believe. You know, when we talk about almost half of all snacking happening at night, and it's over a $50 billion a year consumer spend. And what most people don't realize is that the most popular choices are literally cookies, chips, ice cream, and candy. So at night, people are not making healthy choices. And that's the problem that we're trying to address. You know, if everybody was out there eating carrot sticks and rice cakes, you know, we wouldn't feel like what we were doing was so important, and we wouldn't feel like there's a business here. But the reality of it is that there's a lot of evolutionary behavior at work that drives people to make these unhealthy choices. And really, the consumer is left without an option, because on one hand, there's the junk that they crave. And then all the stuff, all the other better-for-you snack companies, while they're making snacks that are, healthier in some respects, just because something's healthier doesn't mean that it's going to be appropriate before bed. So you've got the energy snacks, you've got Greek yogurts and things like this. But just because there's some healthier options out there doesn't mean that that's what you should be eating before bed. And so we're the only company that's trying to address that problem. And the reason it's such an issue, you know, it's not just a couple of extra pounds that people are gaining because they're eating junk, and the guilt and the regret. You know, I don't know. Are you a nighttime snacker, or are you one of the minority?
I'm guilty as charged.
Most people are. I mean, you know, 70% of us do it on a regular basis, and so it's not just the guilt and the regret. You know, a lot of times, you know, I remember, you know, if you're eating ice cream or whatever, you know, your brain wants to stop, the spoon keeps going, your mouth keeps going, and before you know it, you had, you know, twice as much as you thought you would. So, but it's more important than just a couple of extra pounds. It's, because we're eating this unhealthy stuff before bed, we're actually impairing the quality of our sleep, which has a lot of downstream implications. You know, if you're not sleeping as well tonight, then a lot of things are happening tomorrow that we don't want to have happen. And it becomes a cycle for a lot of people. So on one hand, yeah, we're a fun brand, and we have these delicious snacks that are better for you at night. But on the other hand, you know, we're solving a really important problem out there.
You know, your company came on my radar about 3 months ago. You guys did some press release, and the reason why it came on my radar, I'm a fundamentalist. You know, I'm all about sales, increasing revenues. 52% sales surge month to month, sales up 800% comparable comps to last year. Can you talk a little bit about why the big change? Can we see some more of that?
Yeah, definitely. So really what we did is we started advertising a little bit more direct to the consumer. Over the last couple of years, we had run some Facebook tests, run some campaigns where we were giving away samples of product or really large discounted product. And we really just wanted to see what kind of messaging resonates with the consumer. You know, what are they going to respond to? And what we did about 3 months ago now, I guess maybe 4 months, beginning of June, we got our products listed on Amazon, and we started running ads on Facebook and driving consumers over to Amazon. And, you know, what we found was that, you know, if we spent a dollar on ads, we would generate, you know, between $2 and $3 in sales. And, you know, that is a powerful metric that allowed us to continue to increase spending. And, you know, we're in the process right now of launching, and I think we mentioned this also in one of the releases recently, that we're in the process of launching our direct-to-consumer campaign. I mean, the Amazon launch was really just, it was a piece of the puzzle, maybe kind of like phase one, was just to get the product on Amazon, get some people buying, test some messaging out in the marketplace. And now we relaunched the nightfood.com website, and we're starting again to sell product direct to consumer. We still expect a lot of people to buy through Amazon because there are people that just buy everything there. But the other thing that we're expecting to start seeing is more people, again, buying direct from us, which means higher gross margins, less promotional discount, less promotional fees being paid to Amazon. And we're going to be building these direct consumer relationships, which are really valuable as we continue to expand.
Better For You Snack Company. That's Knight Foods Holding, Inc. That's who we're interviewing today on Stock Day. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NGTF. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO, Sean Folkson. Recently, you guys made a major announcement about your scientific board of advisors. Tell us about that.
Right. So there's a researcher, and his name is Dr. Michael Grandner. He's from the University of Arizona. And actually, he is, I don't know if this is based on my eyeball test, he's the single guy in the world that's done the most research with regard to the link between nutrition and sleep.
Wow.
He's had a ton of studies published. He had some groundbreaking work a couple of years ago that was featured on World News Tonight. He was on the Dr. Oz show breaking this research. And really, a large part of what he focuses on is this link between nutrition and sleep. He studies a lot of the other downstream stuff that I mentioned, like, okay, if you're not sleeping well, what are the implications? But he's an expert in this very specific piece of our puzzle that we're trying to solve. And having somebody like Dr. Grandner on board, who's an expert in this space, does so much for the company. And we're so excited to have him because, you know, for a consumer, they relate to this problem, right? The problem of night snacking, when you hear about a company like Knight Food and somebody points out to you, hey, you probably shouldn't be eating that ice cream at night. Everybody kind of knows that and it rings true. But on the other hand, there's a piece of the puzzle in the brain of the consumer that says, well, how do I know that these guys are really doing the right thing? What gives these guys the credibility to tell me that they're putting out the right snacks, that if I'm eating night food at night, I'm doing the right thing, that it is better for you, that it is more sleep friendly? And having a researcher and a sleep expert like Dr. Grandner on board, and he's the first member, right? We're building a scientific advisory board, and he's the first member. He's the anchor member, because when you get somebody like this on board and you start talking to other people, we start talking to nutrition experts, they're going to realize that if Dr. Grandner's on board with what we're doing, that this is the real deal. And ultimately, there's real research that needs to continue in this space. We are, I talk about us, we're a problem company in the sense that we're solving a problem, right? We don't have a product that we're trying to push down the throats of people. We're trying to solve this problem. And as more research comes out on what people should and shouldn't be consuming before bed, that's going to help inform our formulations. It's going to help us make decisions going forward. And having, like I said, somebody like Dr. Grandner, and then we're going to build out that scientific advisory board. It helps with revenue growth because now consumers have a greater belief in what we're doing. It helps in developing a future product. It helps in, you know, public relations when you've got somebody like this that's on the TV shows. He's on Dr. Oz. He's being featured. I mean, on any given month, he's being interviewed by Time Magazine or Vogue or Men's Health about, you know, nighttime behaviors and sleep and nutrition. So it really raises not only our credibility, but our profile, both with regard to the individual consumer, but also with regard to the mainstream media.
Sean, if I was listening to this interview, why should I go out there and buy your stock today?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, here's what we think is going to happen in the space, right? I mean, you hit the stats, and I'm going to repeat a couple of them, right? 70% of us snack at night on a regular basis. It's $1 billion a week being spent. The most popular choices are cookies, chips, ice cream, and candy. Okay, so we've got a $50 billion space in the snack food category. We've seen all the M&A activity in this space, whether it's General Mills acquiring Epic Provisions or Hormel acquiring Justin's Nut Butter, Hershey's acquiring Crave Beef Jerky. These are all happening at really high multiples, really high valuations. But those are spaces where there's already established players. This category, what we call nighttime nutrition, right? And remember, it's $50 billion a year being spent. We believe nighttime nutrition is a $1 billion category that's just being born and pioneered by us right now at this moment, okay? And if you believe that a percentage of people, as we do, care about what they're eating and care about the quality of their sleep, and the research tells us that they do, right? We just need to prove it to the marketplace. But once we establish certain revenue milestones and thresholds, what's going to happen is every major player in this industry, and when I say this industry, I mean the $100+ billion snack food industry, every major player is going to have to decide, are they going to try to acquire or are they going to try to compete? And money is going to flow into this space. And I think this is going to be a $1 billion category in a few years. And you know what? Nobody else is even sniffing around the space. There's some news. Gatorade is working on a nighttime yogurt for elite athletes. So there's obviously, I mean, that's a $3 billion nutrition company that is validating our core concept that you need different stuff at night, right? Because if you've been in the yogurt section of your supermarket, it's as big as a house right now. But Gatorade is saying, hey, none of this stuff is appropriate for the athlete before bed. And so we're the ones pioneering. And if we're right, and I know we are, Dr. Grandner knows we are. Every consumer out there eating ice cream or chips at night knows that this is important. Once we prove that with the increased revenue, and we expect to continue to see increases, once we prove that, then our position as category captain of this future, what we believe to be a $1 billion category, that's an extremely valuable position to be in. And, you know, we think the next couple of years are going to be really exciting, with a lot of growth and a lot of accelerated growth as well.
Night Food Holdings, Inc., they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NGTF. They're all about better snacks at nighttime. You've been listening to Sean Folks. And Sean, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back. I haven't scared you away. You'll come back in 55 or 60 days and give my listeners an update.
Sounds great, Everett. I look forward to doing exactly that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.